Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and exploring the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, hello, you guys. Happy Monday. I know I do Microdose Monday a lot, but we just did Microdose Monday last week. And so I feel like we're going to just kind of take a break because I'm like beating a dead horse. You guys know I'm obsessed with it. You know the benefits. Either you've jumped on the train or you haven't. And if you're new here, then, I mean, I have over 300 episodes and I guarantee like 100 of those are all about microdosing. So you're not missing a thing. Just tune into those, binge listen to the Listen Bitch podcast. So I am on YouTube now. If you're not following me there, please make sure you guys jump over there and show some love and support. This is going to be my second full week of actually showing up there. So I need the love, you guys, because it fucking sucks to start at zero. And I know I have zero views over there. So don't make this all be for nothing. Okay. Like, come check it out. You guys can check out my new Christmas nails if you're over there. They are so fucking cute. I cannot brag enough about my nail tech. Okay. When I first started going to her, this was not her thing. Like, she just, I don't know. It wasn't a thing. And like every time I bring her something, it's like the first time she's done it. And I fucking love it because she looks like a fucking professional and she doesn't charge enough. So I'm going to make her raise her prices. I don't know how, but I am going to make her raise her prices because holy shit, she does good work. You can see it on YouTube, bitch. Okay. So get over there to that video. Make sure, housekeeping, that you are subscribed for my love letters at brandonlynette.com. Okay, you could sign up there. And if you look at the three little bars, when you get onto the website, you're going to see all the shit. You'll find my books. Okay. We're not talking like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. We're talking Brandon Lynette and her seven maxims. You guys need the fucking book. And since I'm on YouTube now, I could actually show you a picture of the book I'm talking about. Okay. Once Upon a Time, Bitches by Brandon Lynette. Okay. And it's a fairy tale, but it's not the kind of fairy tale where you're waiting for your fucking prince to save you, bitch. Okay. This is where we are empowered to save ourselves. Okay. This is very possible to do no matter where you are in your life. And you do it with my seven maxims. We don't need the dwarfs anymore, honey bun. It is the seven maxims. So this is the book that you want in your stocking stuffer. If you guys are not following me on Facebook, that's probably where I'm the most active. Jump over there because I am doing a Christmas bundle special. Okay. I think that's it for housekeeping. I don't put commercials in this podcast. I don't promote a bunch of shit that I don't give a fuck about to make some extra money, to make a couple dollars, to make you have to listen to shit. But there is a price to play, okay? If you want to throw me a couple bucks, go to listenbitchdonations.com, buy me some tea or some electrolyte ingredients, okay? I make my own electrolytes and I love it. It's very empowering. It's my magic formula. What else is I saying? Share the podcast, bitch. Okay. If you don't want to throw a couple bucks, then all you have to do is share this with someone that you love. And especially, I think today's topic is important because I feel like we've all like, what if the most dangerous lie that you've ever been told is that you always need to be happy? What if that is the most dangerous lie? That is fucking you up right now. You always need to be happy. My 16-year-old is like, I'm always happy. That scares me. Nobody's always happy. It is not healthy to think you always have to be happy. But we're going to talk about in this podcast why embracing your real feelings is going to be the key to unlocking your true potential. We're here for the human experience. We are here for the human journey, the life. We are here not to take what we've been given for granted, but to actually fall into the potential of who we were meant to be. When we talked to God about coming here, right? We knew, he knew who we were before he formed us in the womb, right? He knew our potential. We're not going to take that for granted anymore. We're not going to take that for granted anymore. Toxic positivity. That's our topic today. It has gained a lot of traction. And I'm referring to the overemphasis on positive thinking because this is coming at the expense of acknowledging real struggles or emotions, right? So it's a frustrating cycle to be in because you're not allowing yourself to feel the feelings. And I think that's where society's really fucking up right now. That's why we've got alcoholics, drug addicts, sex addicts, food addicts, because we are not feeling the feelings. We're not healing that shit. And the more you start to pack on this idea of I should think more positive, I should be more positive, you're beating yourself up and you're beating yourself down and you're packing those emotions. So I just want to talk about some of the consequences of what this is going to do for you. And it's definitely in the top 10 common struggle that we're going through in the human experience. So this is absolutely relatable to anybody. This is why I'm saying share, 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 you know, share, share away. There are consequences of toxic positivity, and that at the top of the list, the very top of the list, we're talking about that emotional suppression. It's going to discourage you from expressing any negative emotion, right? And that's our problem. We've decided what's good and what's bad with emotion. So everybody categorizes normal emotions into something that's bad, and that fucks up the conversation that's going on in our brain. All the wiring, all the scientific wiring that's happening, it's fucking it up. So you're going to start feeling overwhelmed, and then you're going to start this disconnect. Right. So you're spending all your day scrolling, 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 not stepping into your potential. You're just like, ooh, what's going on over here? What's happening here? Disconnect. You're checked out. You are not experiencing that. Hey, baby. Oh, my God. Okay. My son just walked in. So we're pausing this again. I know you guys, it's crazy because I literally am like, my son's in, and I pause it on my end, but there's no pause for you. So that goes right into me talking again, but that's part of welcome to real life. But yeah, bitches, we're disconnected from our real feelings. And so you're not enjoying anything about the human experience. You can't enjoy sadness. You can't enjoy love. You can't enjoy, I'm not saying enjoy sadness. I mean, like, if you're not experiencing the times that you're sad and you're angry and you're suppressing it, you're never going to feel that joy and that peace and that just take a breath of fresh air, right? A breath of fresh air. Like, there is no peace. You are constantly fighting your demons, right? We're not loving every part of ourselves. And that means like even the sides that we have condemned. And then what's going to happen is that toxic positivity spiral that you're in is an increased stress and anxiety level. Constantly trying to maintain a positive outlook is going to increase internal pressure. You feel like you have to suppress authentic emotions, and it's going to heighten your natural response of stress. And there we have the anxiety. We're in constant fight or flight because, like, we're telling our brain, like, oh, this is scary. This is too much. I don't want to feel this. And then we go into protective mode, and your brain is literally geared and wired to protect you. If you train it, it's like a fucking dog, right? You train a dog to protect you, that dog's going to protect you. And it doesn't matter if it's not an enemy, if there's any little sign, like someone startles you, something happens, something can go really bad, right? You're literally training your brain to protect you. Since you're a kid, it's just being influenced on how to protect you. So you're literally keeping yourself in a state of fight or flight, and you're missing that lack of authentic connection. When you are only validating positive emotions, you are creating a barrier with all of these relationships in your life. That's it. And you can't put up a wall on one side and think it's not going to affect the other side. Okay. When only positive emotions are validated, that barrier is up in relationships and you have no authentic connection, no meaningful connection. And guess what? This is where everybody's like being misunderstood. Everybody is being unsupported. Nobody feels like they're being listened to. And this is all of your own creating, all of it. Like, you're doing this, you're creating this disaster. You're the one that can stop it. Then you start dismissing legitimate struggles. That's it. Toxic positivity invalidates the real challenges that people are facing because it minimizes your struggle. Okay, bitch, we're all in the arena. Can we start normalizing that? And I think, like, we miss so much of this real human connection. We start putting people in a box because we're like, those people, bitch, we're all people. You know what my friend tells me last night? Okay. I work at I bartend two nights a week. And so one of the gentlemen that comes in, he's a black man married to a white woman. And, you know, he's looking at me dealing with people that come in the bar. Okay. And he tells me last night, he comes over to the end of the bar where I'm standing. It's really a slow night, but I get a huge wide range of people. I mean, we've got everybody that come in this bar. Okay. You can't walk in there and be like, oh, this is a white bar. Oh, this is a black bar. Oh, this is a Mexican bar. No, baby. It's a people bar. And we make it a people bar. Like, we are very intentional about loving on our people. It's a fucking people bar. And you know what he tells me? That, you know, his wife still to this day, she works across the bridge. And she does hair. And he said that people will literally talk shit, not knowing that her husband is black, but they talk shit about those people. Okay. Shit like this, like when we are not validating our own struggle, we start putting ourselves in a box where we can't see that other people are going through the same thing. Right now, we're all just trying to live. Okay. Right now, we're all just trying to pay the bills. Right now, we're all just trying to make it through life, trying to drink the water, trying to get to the gym, trying to have our mental health, trying to be good parents, trying to all of this. We're all doing that. And he said, Brandon, I watch how people come in here and you treat them like people. Like, I tell him it's that understanding of like, listen, if you die tomorrow, and I need a heart, your heart is going to work in my body. Do you get that? We may not have the same color of skin, but if I needed his eyes, I could use his eyes, right? If I died and he needed a lung, dude could use my lungs. Isn't that fucking crazy? And we just don't look at people anymore like this. And it's because we're so busy in this false toxic positivity where we're not even validating our struggle. That's what makes us human. We all have shit in common. Guess what it is? We're in the arena. We're getting our ass kicked. Okay. Let's start making the best of it. Flip your perspective. Have the experience. As long as you're stepping into your potential, everything that you're going through is validated. Everything. And when you invalidate that real challenge and minimize your struggles, I promise you, when people are telling you just think positive, it's a knife in the chest. So we're not going to say that to people anymore. You should just think more positive. You should just be more positive. We're literally telling that person, listen, bitch, your pain doesn't matter. Your pain doesn't matter. And then all of a sudden, we have all the guilt and shame. You're feeling guilty and you're ashamed for experiencing emotions that don't fit the positive narrative. Here's the fucking cycle of destruction. We can't judge people and pack weight on them because their emotions don't fit the positive narrative. And then all of a sudden, when we're invalidating ourselves, we've got that self-criticism and we have an incredible lack of self-compassion. And we set this, my favorite thing, we set this unrealistic expectation. When we promote toxic positivity, we create that fake ass front of always being happy or upbeat. And so the minute that we're not feeling happy and upbeat, we are absolutely feeling like a failure. We have failed. Our expectations weren't met. That's it. We're not living in our potential. I must not have my shit together. And I went through this, okay? I went through this toxic positivity and I had spent a lot of money on a coach who enforced the toxic positivity. And at the end of the day, it fucking ruined me. It ruined my confidence. It ruined my self-esteem. It put me in a bigger spiral than before I hired her. Because I'm like, I can't do this. I was a failure. I was a hypocrite and I was a failure because I knew that I had a perspective and I had potential that I could share with people. Listen, bitch, I just want you guys to know I'm actually streaming this live too. So I'm talking to two cameras. I'm talking to two audiences. It's kind of funny, but I'm on this thing where I guess I'm never going to be talking to just one camera anymore. So it is funny, but I'm talking to two cameras sometimes. So try to stay focused here. If you're watching on YouTube, I don't want you to think I'm talking to a mini audience over here to the left, because this is not a live studio audience, but is a live iPhone audience. And I have them here. So I'm going to be doing that for a while. Like, I'm going to stay very consistent here on going live on this app and bringing people in. So they're getting a sneak peek of what tomorrow's today's podcast is, because it is obviously my Sunday. We're posting this on a Monday. Anyway, I went through that shit. And that's why I called out a lot of people in the coaching industry. And that is why I had to reevaluate my business and the direction I was headed as a mindset coach. This matters to me, because I'm not going to preach that toxic positivity. I want you guys to feel your feelings. And I think that's been like one of my greatest accomplishments that I can say today, is that, you know, even the biggest compliment I get is like, man, you're really real. You're authentic. You're honest. You share the struggle. Fuck yes, I do. Because if I didn't share the struggle, I would be one of those toxic positive bitches. Okay. We got to keep it real here. Otherwise, we're going to beat ourselves down. And it's so fucking hard to beat yourself down and come back from that. It's one thing if someone beats us and we come back, but it's another thing if you've created this story in your head, like you're your own biggest enemy. And then what happens is like we hinder our personal growth. That's it. Growth happens through facing that challenge and embracing it. That's when we acknowledge those difficult emotions, boom, we're growing. I did a live on Facebook and I talked about a dream that I had where I just kind of validated myself. I'm sitting at this table and I validated like the fact I'm very grateful for my struggle. I'm at this table and it's like, we're all talking to God. It's very bizarre. I do not dream like the normal person. I don't have dreams like that very often. But it was very, it's like I was awake and talking. I couldn't see myself, but I was awake and I was talking, and I'm like, you know, we're going around the table and everybody's kind of sharing a conversation with God. And a lot of them were complaining. And I was just like, no, you know, I'm very thankful for the refinement fire I'm in. Like, we are being refined. I'm being broken down so I could be built up. And instead of feeling sorry for myself, thinking I have to keep starting over, I know everything that has happened is because I'm exactly where I need to be with my growth, because exactly where I'm at is how I can help you get to the place where you need to go. So I'm excited and I welcome that challenge. What's going to make me grow today? What's going to push me to the next level? What's going to improve my marriage? What's going to make me a better mom? What's going to make me a better mindset coach? What's going to make me a better podcast host? Let me go through this shit to figure it out, because I want to be the best. I don't want to half-ass it. What the fuck is that? If I half-ass it through life, what do I have to look back on? What's my legacy? She played it safe. She didn't make an impact. Or am I going to go balls to the wall and let people see the fucking struggle? Because it doesn't matter where you turn. Life doesn't pause for you. It doesn't pause for you. You've got to go through it. That's it. There's no fucking cheat codes, okay? You can't Google any YouTube hacks to beat the video game. It doesn't work like that. You've got to fucking live your life, okay? But there's ways to overcome the toxic positivity, okay? I'm encouraging you to start being emotionally honest. If you're feeling it, feel it. Create a space to express all emotions and create the same space for everybody around you, whether it's positive or negative, no fucking judgment. That's it. That should be your affirmation today. I'm going to let people around me express all their emotions without judgment. Without judgment. And if you're someone who's out there judging someone, it's because you're hurting the most. Check yourself. Check yourself. Normalize the full spectrum of emotions. Got to emphasize that it's okay to feel sadness. It's okay to feel frustration. It's okay to feel anger. It's okay to feel these things. Okay? Now, your actions, that's another thing. That's not always warranted. You can have the feelings. Let's check our actions. Okay? But all of these emotions are just as important as happiness when it comes to your emotional maturity. Practice that active listening. Practice empathy. Non-judgmental environment. When you start putting this out for other people, it makes it easier for you to be that for yourself. You always got to become what you need. What do you need right now? You need compassion. You need empathy. You need people to see that you're just a fucking human and we're the same. We are the same and we're all gonna die, right? We have a lot of shit in common. We're all here to step into our potential. And the people that don't are the people that are here to show us what happens if we don't. We see the consequences of that. You're getting the messages. God gives you the messages. You gotta fucking listen. You don't get a second chance at that. Provide non-judgmental place where people feel heard and understood without the pressure to fix everything to be happy. And someone's happiness is not going to be the same as your happiness. My life would never be okay for anybody that was not me. My husband's life would never be okay for someone that wasn't him. It doesn't work like that. Validate the struggle and the challenge. Acknowledge the difficulties people are going through. Validate their emotions. Stop rushing to provide the positive solution. And it is my nature to just pop out a solution, because am I uncomfortable with people that are not comfortable with their emotions? Abso-fucking-lutely. Will I be the first to provide the solution? That's what makes me a good coach, bitch, because I have the fucking solution. You gotta want it. And that's, my clients want it. They want the solution, right? They're ready for that side of Brandon. My family, on the other hand, not so much, okay? It's not the same. You're never going to be on the same journey at the same point in time as the people that are closest to you, okay? So it's important that when you are dealing with people that are in your family, I have to tell my husband all the time, like, do you want the solution? Are we just complaining? You know what you need to do. Do you want to hear me say it? Do you want to hear me say it? Right? I think that I probably say that the most. Like, do you want to hear me say it? Do you want to hear what I have to say? Because they know that I'm going to come up with that solution. You don't have to do that. And give people the option. If you're like me and you're going for it, if you're like me and you want to see these people step into their potential, give them the option. Promote self-compassion. Encourage people to show themselves that kindness when they're experiencing the negative emotions. Give yourself that grace. There's so many things I go through where I have to step back and just love myself. I can't do all that. There's times where I don't record a podcast because I know I need to show myself some loving kindness of knowing that today it was just too much on my plate, right? Too much on my plate. I work for my family. That's how that works. I work for the kids. I work for my husband. All those feelings are natural. You have to help people understand that. What? I see it.
Because the kids are hungry.
I don't know. I'm about to pee my pants and I'm trying to hurry up with this podcast, but I'll let you know in a second. Okay. All right. Cool. Kids are hungry. Husband came in with the Buffalo Wild Wings app in my face. He just put his phone around the corner with B-dubs. Are we going or not? Are we going or not? Are we going or not? I don't know. Let's get this done. I want you guys to encourage realistic expectations, okay? Let's normalize the fact that every moment doesn't have to be perfect and it's okay to not feel happy all the time. Can we normalize that? I'm not saying fall into a negative piece of shit. I'm saying just have a bad fucking day. Maybe not even a bad day. Have a bad couple hours. It's okay. Can we normalize that? You know, let's normalize that. And let's get through the point of like, fostering resilience through those challenges. Can we normalize that? Let's start talking about the idea that personal growth comes through facing that adversity. Personal growth comes through overcoming those difficult emotions. We hit that head on, you get stronger. Every time you take yourself through the process of like dealing with your emotions instead of becoming your emotions, every single time you empower yourself. Every fucking time. What happens if we start to do these things? What kind of shift happens? You're like, Brandon, that sounds like a lot of work. What's going to happen in my life? Okay. First of all, you're making yourself sick with the fucking spiral of self-destruction. Okay. Packing all these emotions. We know how bad we're fucking ourselves up. So what are the benefits of actually taking a chance and listening to Brandon fucking Lynette? Okay. Because who is she? Who is she? Just a human. Another human on this experience willing to share her shit, okay? Willing to share her shit and willing to come out here and tell you every fucking day that you're worth it. You're worth it. Your potential is magic. What are you going to get, honey? Honey buns, kiddos, babies, my beautiful bitches, you're going to get greater emotional clarity. When you encourage emotional honesty, people can understand their feelings and that we're more in tune with our emotional landscape. And if we're okay with ourselves, we start to become okay, even more okay with other people. We increase our emotional resilience. You become a badass, okay? And that's my mantra. Become a badass. And a badass isn't someone who's like toxic masculinity trying to fight everybody. I'm talking a badass about owning your shit, owning your emotions, taking massive responsibility for who the fuck you are and where you're going. If we encourage that, normalizing the full spectrum, you're building that resilience. You're processing the tough emotions, not avoiding them. Don't be a bitch and cower in the corner. Like, feel your feelings. Feel your feelings. Then all of a sudden, all these people that we've cut out because we can't put ourselves in like this emotional stability, we have created stronger, more supportive relationships. We have started to actively listen to people. We have empathy. We foster deeper trust. We have a better connection. We allow people to feel understood and supported in their authenticity. Got to improve mental health. We're not losing our fucking minds. We're not spiraling with anxiety. We're validating struggles and challenges, okay? We're reducing those feelings of isolation and helplessness. There's hope again. And this leads to better mental health. Your self-esteem is going to benefit. If you practice the self-compassion, you're going to develop a better self-image. You've reduced the feelings of guilt. You've reduced the feelings of shame. You celebrate being able to experience the difficult emotions. You have a more realistic life perspective. Let's keep it real. Social media has faked us the fuck out. And people are showing they're tired of fake. They're tired of fake. We want relatable. We want real people going through the fucking arena, not a fucking Instagram model showing you that life is perfect, letting you know that you're a miserable piece of shit. If you don't do and say everything she did, you suck. We're not here to do that. Let's promote realistic expectations so you can navigate the ups and downs, not feel alone, but you actually have balance and you reduce the stress. You reduce the frustration because no matter what, life isn't always going to go as planned. That's a promise. And when it doesn't go as planned, everybody packs in and says, fuck it. Fuck it. Let's give up. You're not giving up, bitch. You're not listening to this podcast. You're not hanging on this live stream. You're not here because you want to fucking give up. You're here because you know your potential. You're here because you know who the fuck you came here to be. And I'm just here to remind you of that. That's my job, just to be like, wake the fuck up. Get the fuck over yourself. Facing that shit, embracing those difficult emotions, that's your empowerment. That's how you start to navigate the fact that life is complex. That's how you navigate the fact that you're in the arena, that your ass is getting kicked. Replace toxic positivity with healthier practices. I want you to cultivate a more authentic human experience with real emotions. No more surface bullshit. We want the real deal. I am not one for small talk. I don't like small talk. I don't like it. I want to talk about how the government is poisoning us and how excited I am about the future in January. Like, I want to talk about that shit. I want to talk about aliens. I want to talk about real emotions. I want to talk about normalizing all the shit. I don't give a fuck how the weather is. I have the app on my phone. If I care, I'll look myself, right? We don't care about the bullshit. We want deep, meaningful connections. And you can't do that as long as you're putting a wall around yourself. You're going to be one of the fakest humans out there. And I know it's something that bothers you. Nobody likes fake. Nobody's attracted to fake. We want the real deal, Evander Holyfield. Real deal. The real human experience. That's why we came here. We didn't come here to play it safe. You have one shot at this. I want you guys to step into your potential and normalize the feelings. So I guess your homework for today is to literally, I want you to think about some emotions that you've packed away. I want you to figure out your shit. There are steps to this. And it starts with kindness, forgiveness, forgive yourself for putting you through the fucking tornado of toxic positivity for this long. And if you've just given up and toxic positivity has taken you to the bottom of the barrel and you're not feeling hopeful about anything in this moment, I'm here and I'm telling you there's hope. How you felt was fine. Forgive yourself for allowing the power of the devil's lies to consume you. Because you're here, because you're listening, I promise you have the other chance. And not even because of me. I'd say it's by the grace of Jesus, literally. Literally, physically, metaphorically, spiritually, in all the ways. That's the reason you have that other chance today to really step into who you are. We don't want the bullshit surface relationships anymore, okay? I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow, babes. Thanks for sharing this video from YouTube. Okay, just share it to your socials. Share it wherever. Brandon Lynette on YouTube. And check out a book today. Why don't you guys check out Brandon Lynette and the Seven Maxims? Okay. I'm the future Snow White. Okay. I'm the real princess of like, we're not waiting for a superhero. Okay. I love you guys and I'll see you tomorrow.